This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Memphis is 41 in the net today, but they're most places project them to be a 5 seed, and that does not correlate. I was looking a week or so ago, Pitt is top 30 or top 35 at the time in the net, and they were at the time projected as a play-in team. Ole Miss was top 15 in the net a week or two ago, and they were a projected 4 seed, just one seed line better than Memphis, but they were, almost 30 spots higher in the net. So, while we all want to pay attention to the net, and we all, because, it updates all the time, and there are lots of people who say that it matters a ton, and it truly does matter. But I don't think this year especially, this season especially, I don't think that there is a very strong correlation between seeding and the net, teams with their position in the net. But to answer your question before, I'm not so sure that they can lose more than one game and still have a legitimate shot at a top 5 seed. Like, I think they might be able to get away with one more loss, and I would say it would have to be on the road, for sure. It would have to be on the road. Probably at Tulane or at Temple. I mean, not Temple, UAB, Tulane or UAB. And even that, I would start to be nervous about a top 5 seed. If you lose one of those two games and nothing else, you better have a lot more games look like yesterday the rest of the way than not.
Muns, we appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
That is Jason Muns, Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. When we come back, let's turn our attention to more that happened in the world of college basketball. We had a big Saturday of a lot of big teams in action. Want to get into that. We've also had the rankings get updated. The Tigers have moved up in both polls. Discuss that and more from the world of sports. When we come back, we got the list next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Valentine's Day is coming up, and our friends over at Robert Irwin Jewelers has the trifecta for you. Now through Valentine's Day, you can shop at Robert Irwin Jewelers and get a free dozen fresh roses and a box of chocolates free with any purchase of $99 or more. You got to pick them up with your voucher between February 11th and 14th while supplies last. They're giving you the voucher so that way you can get the freshest flowers right there for Valentine's Day. Some gift options you can think about: the Above Love Star Diamond Engagement Ring. It's an extraordinary diamond featuring 100 facets and a hidden star in the center for an unmatched sparkle. Engagement rings start at just $29.99 over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can also check out the Diamond Essentials collection, as well as the Love Crossing Diamond Necklaces. And now they have the new 2-carat lab-grown diamond tennis bracelets. It's one of the hottest gifts of the season. You can get yours for $799, but it's only while supplies last and only for a limited time. Also, if you're looking for a heartfelt and affordable gift this Valentine's Day, show her your love with the Love You to the Moon and Back pendant. It's a beautiful diamond necklace for just $129. It's the perfect way to say I love you forever. Again, with a purchase of $99 or more, you get a dozen fresh roses and a box of chocolates. They also have great financing options like 12 months interest-free financing, or you can take up to 60 months to pay. Shop early for the best selection, bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, all at Robert Irwin Jewelers, 5 locations, or you can shop online at rijewelers.com. Let's get into the list. Yeah, The Athletic came out with today with their midseason All-American honors, and P.J. Haggerty is The Athletic's first team guard. They write about Haggerty, of course, the stats. We know 22.1 points per game, 5.6 rebounds, 3.2 assists, 2.2 steals, shooting 50.4% from the field, including 40.7% from three and 81.1% from the free throw line. The votes were tight for our final first-team spot, but the nod went to the crown jewel of the Memphis' standout transfer portal class. He is the Tigers' offense. Haggerty's second nationally and first among guards in terms of scoring, and no, he's not just racking up empty calories against lackluster AAC teams. In Memphis's seven non-conference games against top 50 opponents, Haggerty averaged 20.4 points per game, 6.9 of which came at the free throw line. He's second nationally in free throw attempts, too, with 8.9 per game. Haggerty put up similar counting stats as the redshirt freshman at Tulsa last season, with one major improvement this season, his three-point shot. The 6'3" guard shot 28.9% from deep last season on lesser volume, but is now a top 250 three-point shooter nationally to go along with the aggressiveness attacking the rim. I really think, Herd, when we talk about the Tigers' ceiling, we can discuss front court, whatnot. I still think the biggest reason why the Tigers are where they are is not only has P.J. Haggerty been everything they wanted and more, but he's also contributing to winning. Like, I think there was some questions of, I think most people thought he'd put up numbers, and he's done that. But more importantly, he is probably the single biggest reason they have the record they do.
No, he's the truth, man. The young folks call people goats and stuff. You know, when we called it, it had to be over 15-year
career. Correct. Like, they had to be retired almost.
Yeah. I don't know if you've been following social
now
media.
Now we're starting to call goats in high school. So
Yeah. Like, if you like, have a 10-game stretch. So with that being said, like, he's what the young people would call goat. And back then when he first came, I was more exclusively on Jason and John, right? And so we used to talk about it, and they brought up the win and this. And I told them, I said, one thing about a guard, when you are a good guard, it shows. And the thing he did at Tulsa, I felt like it could translate over. I think he could do it against, because the difference between football and basketball, right? Football, it is a difference in playing in the SEC and at Grambling, not the skill positions, but because of like the offensive
line. Line of scrimmages, always.
But in basketball, if you see, that's why so many, even Bruce Pearl went and got D2s. You can see that a guy is this crafty, this fast. He can shoot it past the three, you know, deep. You see these things. Like, is it, you know, some bumps and bruises could be done when they move up a level? Yes, but some things are translatable. And I thought he would be big time. That being first team, all that, I'm not saying that, but I did think he would be really big time. Because when they came into the season, what I thought was odd, the kid, Hunter, that's from Texas, him, you know, people's are kind of saying, and I'm like, this is a kid that started at Texas. I get he went the biggest stat person, but these guys should be good in the AAC, you think, you know what I mean?
For sure.
But I don't know if you remember, there's some people's like, it was a lot of question marks to it, and we didn't get
there. Was something. Like, why didn't Texas want him back? It's like,
yeah, or why he had to come to Memphis, or it was a big thing on, like, we had, I guess, missed out on so many other hire people in the portal that they felt like, you remember, this team would be a kind of, and you know, he had the whole, but long story short on that, P.J. Hager has been great. Man, I don't know. I'm not part of the Memphis collective. I'm not part of anything, right? But this is what I do know. Before we can even get the march, I'm getting that started now. I'm getting I'm getting his stuff out the way. Listen, man, for Valentine's Day, we any money has been raised to fix the locker room or front door, we go, like the church fund, we go push that 2 years. Because I've been paying church fund. I don't know if you know, Jeffrey, in the inner city, you be paying church funds at little small churches. Hope actually looked pretty good, so I can see where y'all stuff going.
I think my dad's still paying for that.
Yeah. But it actually looked good. You know where you're getting your money from.
Yeah.
You go to a small church in the city, you're like, hold on, we still on the hardwood bleachers. So I say that to say, push it back. I'm not his agent. I'm not anything. But I think, by all means, we should make sure this guy comes back. I mean, what they charge is new taxes every day for MLG and something crazy. I'm willing. I think we should do it for this right here. And I think he has to come back, and I think it's smart on both. I know I'm going to a different direction on both parts because I don't think – I know I have been here in NBA. I think you – in this day and age, you ain't got to make those decisions. Some guy was just saying that they how guys are making so much here and rushing to the NBA still. Why to make a few dollars in the G League? You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, like, I think the ball in this court, and I think it's a perfect situation.
So let me ask you about this, because this is something that it's been more of a football conversation recently, but I want to know what you're hearing. So the numbers went insane the last football portal class of December. And there was a story from CBS Sports about how whatever number you heard last year, double it. And that's what people are offering. And there's obviously a little bit of murkiness, but it seems obvious to me that what has basically happened was a lot of schools that weren't involved in the collective process, they were thinking, all right, we're heading to rev share. We're going to be a team that's going to have revenue sharing. We're going to use that money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there have been a couple of, I wouldn't say court rulings, but there have been decisions along the process to where it's not as clear cut to me that come April, when they're suspecting that they're going to have the first revenue share payments, like that's not a slam dunk in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's driving the market up even higher? Like, because to me, collectives were always offering money, but it seems like you and I have talked how I think back to recruiting even 10 years ago, and the numbers are at least four times higher than they were even then, and there's probably a case to be five. Well, they've even doubled from that. And so are you seeing the high numbers in basketball too, or is that maybe a concentrated football problem?
I think that'll be more football. I think numbers are continuing to go up in basketball a few hundred thousand at a time, and then you'll have a couple one-offs like the kid that went to Kansas State.
Yeah.
But, you know, the average, you know, five-star high transfer in college is still, you know, making between five and a million. Nobody's making two, three, 4 million on the red.
So help me out. The kid from Utah that's going to BYU that they're announcing, like,
now, that's different. He's supposed to be like the next LeBron or Kobe. So
okay.
I think that's a one-off, too.
Okay, so you think that's exception to the rule
that's
rather
exception.
Than okay.
That's AJ.
Then
that
makes
BYU is on one right now. I think I told you BYU has this guy that I have heard that at one point they're playing with like $10 million in NIL. Most basketball programs ain't, and then it's some money down there in Utah right now. I think he's supposed to be over some owner of a hockey team.
He owns the Jazz.
Jazz and all that. He's a alumni. His family is. So they gave a good amount of money to BYU. So, you know, that kid right there, like I say, that number. But I think it's football also when you hear these numbers.
Did Mark Pope take the wrong job?
I heard of some of that too. They want to show, you know, how you get your next person. You want to show them I'm the best. So,
well, because you and I have talked about this. I think in this era, BYU is going to be a much better job than people think.
For sure.
In both sports, in particular, because they have a ton of money.
They do.
And they are motivated in this era. They're a little bit more willing to be like, all right, we can do this. Like,
yeah, they're motivated. I just want to, with that, so this is a sports show, so you know where I'm about to go with this. I do know BYU and anybody, their religion is real. It's certain stuff that I know that most ranked kids do have girlfriends. I'm gonna leave it at that, and other things goes on. And I know that But it seems like the kids they are recruiting. I mean, one of my players go there, and I'm not putting his bit, but I just know he's not. He don't follow all the Norman rules.
Yeah. I've heard two different things. Because number one, I believe it was on Jimmer's team.
Yes.
There was the big,
and they had a chance to go on, and they they could have went to like the Final Four or something that year.
And he gets caught breaking the
having relations.
Their
Bill
code.
Cosby. I mean, I'm not sorry.
Yeah, not
Bill
Clinton. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No. It was not Bill Cosby. It was consensual by all accounts.
Hold on.
He did not drug her drinks. But to Hurd's point, I have been told that BYU institutionally is more concerned with winning right now. And there might be some, like, this was only, I mean, Jimmer was, I think Jimmer's my age. So this is like 2011.
Yep.
And kid gets basically kicked off the team.
Yes. I think out of school.
Yeah. I have been told that there's a little bit more of a blind eye right now in the sake of winning. But I also think this is true. It's like you and I have talked about whenever you're telling, when you got a kid that's trying to pick a school. I gotta imagine BYU's not for everybody.
No.
But I also don't think it's coincidence that BYU's starting quarterback this year is Jewish and outwardly Jewish. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? I think that there is some getting up with the times, yeah, if you will.
I'm gonna say this because I really respect when I read on certain cultures, I respect discipline and I respect order. Like, Jeff, if I ever come to your house, right, I cannot disagree with what you believe in. But when I come to your house, if you invite me and I come, if your rules are not just to take my shoes off, it's to take my shoes and socks and shirt off, I respect people's rules, mm-hmm, or I just don't come. You feel what I mean?
You won't deal with that in my house. The rules is when you come to my house, you just have to watch sports.
Yeah. So I say that to say, and I might have said the wrong, is Mormons, right?
Correct, Mormons.
I said at the end where I said Norms, but Mormons. I don't think, because it's very big, I don't think the majority of them are going to take a blind out of it. I don't want to be disrespectful with them. I do think, though, they're not going to be like a bounty hunter in a way that they're going to knock on people's door at midnight or bust in it to see, are they having relations, they're doing it. So I feel like if you stay to yourself, they're not going to be on you. But I think
I imagine another thing that you and I have talked about. Now with the money, you don't have to live on campus.
But I think, period, you still don't suppose. You got to live that lifestyle.
But what I'm saying is, it's a lot easier to do what you want to do living off campus in a $500,000 apartment. You see what I'm saying?
Like, house.
Right.
There's no $500,000 apartment, is it? Maybe condos.
Well, I mean, it's Provo's like outside of Salt Lake City, but it's super nice.
Yeah, we got to get to like condos in Miami. We talking about $500,000 outside of a house.
But like whatever, you know, a place that's $3,000 a month.
Yeah, so
Yeah, like whereas back when you're just, you know, you're playing for a scholarship and maybe a couple extra handshakes, like
people can see, you know, you more.
Right.
You walking people to your room. Correct. Or sneaking. So let me ask you this, Jeff, not to switch it up. I heard Dubai getting between 4 to 7 million, right?
All right.
Let's say it's not that much. Say it's 1 million. We know he's a one and done.
All right.
Okay. You know, you're married. You're a relations guy. We all like relations, right?
Mm-hmm.
For $1 million to $2 million, I actually would stop for a year. If somebody came right now with a $2 million check, I know it would be tough discipline.
Look and see if Utah is one of the states that Pornhub is outlawed in. I need to see, but yeah, you're right. I mean, let me just say this. I've gone many years without relations.
Yeah.
Not actively by choice. It was usually by women's choices, but yes, I've done it before. I can do it again.
To be a millionaire, right?
You said $2 million, right?
Yeah,
I can do that again.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So
you need me to not drink tea? Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, think about it. As crazy as people is, when we got the addiction going on, Jeffrey, we got the drug, we got the alcohol centers. If you actually, now we're just here to help people. Now, some of them are just sick, but if you actually pay people, people do stuff for money.
Yeah, no, it's amazing how it works. You'll see like what true intentions
are. It would be more
people
clean. If we had that much money that Trump gave to every state, look, tell them if they pass all their tests, they don't drink for 6 months, you would give them 20,000. I think that would stop. You know,
it's interesting how it's actually a motivator.
Yeah. That's one of the biggest motives. People have done some really, really things for money, you know. Yeah. And so I think that could be one thing BYU come at them at too, though. Like, listen, you know, because I was interviewing some private schools. I've been searching some private schools, right? And some of the private schools in Memphis, right, they have Muslims and all kind of other schools that go there. They just let it be known, we're going to teach. We need you to be open-minded. We're going to teach a Christian base. But you don't have to be a Christian. And MUS not a Christian school, right?
So it's complicated.
Okay.
We're founded on the Christian faith, but it's not ECS. It's not Briarcrest.
It's like, not, okay, yeah, so like we had, FAC is not,
yeah,
like
that. So like we had religion class, like ninth grade, you had to take Old Testament and New Testament, and then you had one religion elective you had to take in your 4 years. And so you could take we have a religion department, and it's usually headed up by a minister, but we don't have the every single year you're taking a Bible class, whatnot. Like, we say the Lord's Prayer, but it's, you know, everybody's kind of mumbling.
So it's okay.
It's, I would say it's more of a liberal arts school than it is a
Christian
school, but it is, I guess, on paper. Like, I'll say this. Pepperdine, I went to a much more religious college than I did high school.
High school.
Yes.
And every private school in Memphis got a look Christian base to it, right? That's part.
So it used to be because that was kind of how you justified the payment, but now, like, I don't know, like, Lausanne was once upon a time the girls' prep school that, I mean, it was a big Jewish school. So, like, I'm not as familiar right now how much of a religious requirement there is at all prep schools. Most of them, though, are usually because
Christian,
usually they're started by a church.
Yeah.
For financial reasons. And so there's that. But I don't know how many right now are, like,
fully. And some of them taking their name off of it, because I don't, like I said, I've been doing some different dealings with schools just because, you know, I go around with my sports thing. Lausanne and St. George has took Christian off their name.
Yeah, so
told me in the lab.
Well, like I remember this when Briarcrest went from Briarwood to Briarcrest. Part of it was started by a Baptist church, and they said it's fine, but you got to keep the Baptist. And then Briarcrest was like, not everybody wants to be Baptist. Like, you know, like we're not saying like.
Yeah.
And so then their compromise was Briarcrest Christian School. St. George's was Episcopal.
Yeah, they
and
took
so
that
now
out.
I think it's independent.
And then Lausanne was something too.
I think it was. They're now Lausanne Collegiate.
Collegiate, yeah. So some of them, and the reason why is because with private schools, a lot of different internationals that come, and it's so much different stuff. Long story short, I think they want to accept students and get their money and get the money from all different.
It's like one of those things, like, these schools are expensive. You don't want to limit how many people can pay. Like, so you do kind of want to open up the borders, if you will.
For sure, as long as they, but with that, man, BYU is open. But outside of that one exception, Jeffrey, a guy like PJ, I think you will start hearing more like $1 million terms in basketball. I think the max would be two. I don't think you're going to be hearing, because even the schools we're talking about, Jeffrey, that's offering these, you're hearing four. These are still like high-level schools and Power Four conferences that football, that revenues, the revenue is crazy, millions and millions and millions that you are hearing with some of these deals, though.
Well, like my buddy Chase, who still covers Ole Miss, he got the 24 financials. Football, I think, made something like $75 million in revenue. And I want to say total profit was around like 20, because obviously football is very expensive. But like even Ole Miss in basketball, like they're working at a deficit because they want to keep Chris Beard.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Which is smart of them.
Yeah.
That he's a really good coach.
I mean, that took me away. I guess this is the other thing that I'm curious about. Are the coaches that you talk to, are they worried that, like, man, I'm having to go out here and make promises I'm not sure I'm going to keep or be able to keep? Not in the sense of, like, oh, I'm just saying anything to get this kid, But hey, we think we're going to have this revenue sharing money, but like, we don't know.
Yeah, I haven't heard them go that far with it because, like, on the basketball side, some of the numbers you hear already are inflated.
Yeah.
So it ain't like they're offering. Like, the other day is a big report. I don't know if you saw it. Jasper, who played for me, is like, he got $1.1 million in a Cybertruck. Well, he definitely don't have a Cybertruck, I'm going to say that. And he do have a really good deal. I'm not going to say that. But guess who was retweeting it the most? His agent.
Yeah.
So
Look what I got for him.
Yeah, I think in basketball, the numbers are a little inflated. And it's outside the collective, it's other stuff going on that's making them afford it. Now, this is something you didn't ask me about. Coaches... like the good, well, Gonzaga done figured it out, but you know, you got Memphis and other high major schools and Big East schools. They are.
Gonzaga figured it out would have been my tagline for how did Gonzaga become the Duke of the East or the West? It's like, they figured it out.
Yeah, they figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches that are not, to the flip side, what you said, that are not in the power, and this is even in basketball, they're not in the Power Four conference, because usually in football, you got to be in it. They are concerned about with the Rev share, how this is going to affect them.
Yeah. Because they don't even know if they can participate.
Yeah, so some of the bigger schools that still compete with the, you know, the Memphises and certain schools that compete, people want to know, like...
like, I want to know how many ACC schools can actually do this. How many Big 12 schools?
Big 12 would be all right.
Like, I've heard, like, Texas Tech, like, they obviously care about sports, and they're trying to be competitive, but it's like... and I don't know. And then, like, the other thing is, like, okay, was the ruling that came down from the Department of Education about, hey, Title IX has to apply, was that something that's going to hold up in 3 weeks, or was that something from a outgoing administration that just wants to essentially score some political point?
When you say Title IX, you mean you got to give something to everybody?
So, basically, every dollar that's spent on a man has to be spent on a female.
So, I have heard the breakdown is supposed to be from some coaches and institutions that... the breakdown was like 75%, and this might be a little off, but like 70% was like football.
Yep.
And then 15% was like men basketball, and the other 15% was like for the rest of the sport.
Yep.
So maybe it was 10% for the, or it was 20 and 70, but because they make the most money. So that's what I have heard the breakdown.
Right. Of. And so most people think that what was said was a outgoing administration scoring some political point wins, or scoring some political points, and it's not going to hold up. But there is a legitimate argument. It's a federal law. Like, there is an argument, and so what it would be, like, I'm telling you, if that actually were the case, and again, if I were betting, I would say it's not going to be the case, but there is a legal interpretation where it is the case. We're now talking about, look at all those ratios that you just said. Well, now it's got to be 50-50. Mm. And so we're basically 85% was going to men's basketball and football. Well, now you got to figure out that 35%.
Yeah, that's the answer. But either way, even if they do it like that, still the schools ain't in the Power Four got to do it like that, and they're going to still have much less.
Oh, well, I mean, it's this real question for me of, like, are we just, like, I've always thought, like, okay, we're heading towards, it's the SEC and the Big Ten and everybody else, but it's like, are we getting there even quicker than we expected?
We are, but this is where I say that the ACC and the Big 12 will be all right. Even if those two conferences get most of it, it's more kids than it is them two conferences.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, everybody can, because with it, kids are not waiting no more on being backups. Nick Saban, so you're the third... The five-star is not going to be a second and third backup linebacker or point guard anymore at Duke. So that's why I say it still should be enough players for the Big 12 and the ACC. Then I think it get a little crazy after that.
Yeah, and I think that's what we're seeing right now because, like, when I'm watching on a given Saturday, I don't see a UConn of the last 2 years. Like, I think Auburn's really good. I think Tennessee's really good. But it feels like, to me, we're kind of in the same spot that we were this year in football if you set Ohio State to the side, where it's like, okay, that that one team has the roster that everybody else can't compete with. But then it's kind of like 15 to 20 teams on a given day. It's kind of like, how do you see them? It's like, I just don't feel like there's like a Death Star type team this year. And part of that is with Broome being hurt. And I know he came back and played a little bit, but it's like, I think if Auburn's healthy, they're the best team.
Yeah, for sure.
But they were a shot away from not even winning at home against Tennessee.
No, and Tennessee's pretty good. I mean, the SEC brutal. Florida's good.
Yeah.
Vandy is coming with an up. Like, they might get beat Saturday bad, then they'll come upset somebody on that Monday or Tuesday SEC.
Well, who'd they get? Do they get Kentucky and Florida back-to-back?
They just got Kentucky.
No, Tennessee. They got Tennessee and Kentucky on back-to-back Saturdays.
Because I was talking to Alabama after they beat Tennessee.
Yeah.
And Alabama was like, look, they good, but we ain't finna play with them. Alabama ended up getting them by 15, 20. Then they come, so you thinking, okay, we got bent. Then they just come back and get Kentucky.
Yes. I think they were down like, they scored like, they ended the game like on an 8-0 run.
That new coach is pretty good. Like, I love Stackhouse. That's my guy. But sometimes, if an institution want to say why they did, they look pretty smart. This guy is doing a good job at Vanderbilt.
So one of my buddies is in coaching, is working on the theory in this universe, because Pat Kelsey's doing well at Louisville, and I wish I had his list. His theory is, if you go and find mid-major guy that's been at a mid-major and sustained success, and it's not just like, oh, that job. Like, for instance, when Dayton pops up every few years, everybody's like, take Dayton for, like, seriously. I always want to raise my hand. Dayton's a really good mid-major job. Like, people are committed to basketball there. It works really well. But, like, I was trying to find his list. Like, he had like 12 to 13 guys who are like, okay, that kind of makes sense. Because now they're used to having their roster picked apart and whatnot. Like, they can.
Well, the other thing is, too, because I know what you're talking about, Florida, Coach Kane, mid-major, Mississippi State, all of them. Usually outside of the Chris Beard situation where, you know, it was some
he became available.
Yeah. In basketball, unless a blue blood job, you really can't pick, like in the college football, a head coach from a high major going to another. That's just not the culture in college basketball.
Yeah,
you usually have to, get somebody from mid-major.
So he did Pat Kelsey, Byington, who's at Vanderbilt. That's who you're talking about. Yep. Mark Pope now at Kentucky. DeVries, who's at West Virginia, was at Illinois State.
No, he was at Drake.
McCollum, who replaced him at Drake, has had success. Dusty May at FAU. Yo. That's a school that didn't have a ton
and
of basketball.
And Florida and Mississippi State on there, right?
Shirts, who's now at – he was the Illinois State guy that's at St. Louis. That's where
okay.
And then the guy that's now at Utah State.
So that's a great list. And like I said, if you go back, Mississippi State coach
Chris
came
Jans.
From New Mexico, right?
New Mexico State.
And then –
he was at Bowling Green.
San Francisco coaches at Florida.
Yep.
So that's the culture, like I said, because you don't see like a guy not going to leave like Texas Tech. It just don't happen like that in the high. Now in football, yes, you can. It opened up. It just don't happen like that in basketball. Like how what's the name left Florida State and went to Texas A&M,
Jimbo.
Like they don't really do that. Buzz do it a little bit. He take a lateral move. Like he'll go from Virginia Tech, the Texas A&M, he's known for that.
Like
a
Marquette
little bit.
To Vitek.
Yeah, he do look, but outside of that, you don't get that much in high major basketball.
No, there's definitely not quite as much of that. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Grizzlies taking on the Knicks tonight. Let's talk about the Grizz when we come back, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zen Sports is rolling out the VIP Players Club sweepstakes for the month of January, and the prizes have been raised to a whole new level. This month, one grand prize winner will win a $10,000 bonus bet on the NFL big game, and $10,000 cash, or an alternative payout of $15,000 cash. You have the ability to earn entries on every bet you place in January and every dollar you wager. Plus, you can earn 10 times the wager on all parlay bets. It doesn't get much better than this. And if you don't win the grand prize, don't worry. You'll also still have a shot at one of five smaller prizes, which will grant you either a $1,000 bonus bet on the NFL big game or $250 cash. Also, for all new customers who sign up with my promo code JeffTN, J-E-F-F-T-N, you'll receive 500 bonus entries in addition to the entries earned from the value of the qualifying bet. Head on over to zensports.com/sweepstakes for a full list of rules, and you can earn a $100 no danger first wager on your first bet. Zen Sports, betting just got better. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. Grizzlies taking on the Knicks tonight. They head on the road tonight, pregame at 6 p.m., tip off with Eric at 6:30. Right now, the Knicks about a 3.5-point favorite. The Grizzlies riding a current league-best 6-game winning streak, and the Grizzlies picked up a little bit of hardware. Shout-outs to Jaren Jackson, who today was announced as the Western Conference Player of the Week, helping the Grizzlies to a 4-0 week last week. This is the first time that he has won the Player of the Week award, so shout-out to Jaren. The status for tonight: Santi is listed as questionable with the illness. Jake LaRavia also listed as questionable with the lumbar stress reaction. Out tonight is Yuki Kawamura, Zion Pullen, Marcus Smart, Cam Spencer, Vince Williams. I guess this would be the question I have for you. Jaren's going to be the Grizzlies All-Star, right?
Should be.
So we're waiting for the reserves. It's one of those ones where it's like, okay, I think we might get into another one of those spots where there might be four guys for three spots. But I just find it hard to believe when you have a team that is going to be basically in the top six of the NBA record-wise that they're not going to have one guy.
So Ja is not eligible for All-Star. I know he went eligible for first team.
So he's technically still eligible. I also just think, like, Jaren's putting up some kind of overwhelming numbers, and he's only missed two games.
And you don't think they're letting two people in?
I think it's going to be hard to get two in.
But you know how the NBA feel about the fame and stuff. You don't think they still pick Ja over Jaren?
I guess this is the question. We're now at the point where the coaches are picking them. How much say do you think the NBA has? And so we're at the selection of the reserves. So how much do you think the NBA steps in on? Like, because I can kind of buy they step in like, hey, we're kind of in between two guys. What does the league think? And I can see where they step in on that. I just don't know if they're going to, like, say, hey, you got to pick Ja and Jaren. And it just feels like to me it's like Jaren's also putting up really big numbers the last week. It just feels like he's having a really good time to have a bunch of really good games.
Yeah, he's doing it at the right time. I still think, though, Jeff, because of how it's about superstars, even I think that he can get edged out by his own teammate. I think Ja.
I mean, Ja is a different level of star.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's a signature shoe guy. He's a potential LA 2028. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So it makes a good story. He's coming back better than ever. So I can see that happening.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we tell your story next right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Herd, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story. Saturday night, Mark Sears entered Saturday night's game against LSU, leading the team and the SEC in scoring, but was held scoreless and then spent the entire second half of the Crimson Tide's 80-73 win on the bench. Afterwards, Nate Oates said, quote, "We played the guys that we thought gave us the best chance to win in the second half." Sounds like Mark Sears might be on the timeout. As you always said, sometimes the bench can be a motivator.
Yeah.
I think the bench might be at least being used as a motivational tool for Mark Sears.
Sure.
All right, my man. Always appreciate you having you in here. That, of course, is Coach Hurd. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast show after the program ends. For Dennis, for Hurd, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.